It does get quite warm. We are recording. Don't say anything embarrassing for yourselves.
These ain't bad, but I don't want the 240 price.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, they would have had me, but the 240.
If they was 220, I would have dropped my man. Yeah.
We could talk.
So
Kanye,
the ones that you showed me, yeah, those are just a different colorway, right?
They're older. They're the Verse versions of Adidas Yeezys.
So it's like a different shoe.
Kind of.
Okay. So what's different about that one compared to the normal one?
Those ones
that you have.
It's like the style is like, it's very slightly different.
Very slightly.
Yeah. I feel like this part is a little taller.
Yeah.
There's not a pair over there.
Yeah, it's not much. Those are the same kind that he's going to get, or the gray ones. But okay, they have an orange stripe.
So is it? So it's not a different shoe.
This version 2. No, that's version 1. That's just 350.
Got it.
The ones I have, the black ones I always wear, are the version 2 ones.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
Which are like different. They just come in different styles and stuff.
You should get them.
You should.
Those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't act like you ain't got money, boy.
I'm not handing loose cash across the table.
That's not for me.
I'm exactly saying I'm not doing it, is what
but
I'm saying.
But it's not my money.
You choose not to do it.
It's always choices to make.
How's that Google phone?
I traded in something for that. So, very cheap.
It wasn't favorable. It wasn't free.
Yeah, I traded in something. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway. Anyway, everybody ready? Because we've been recording, so we in it now.
So we don't have a choice to be ready.
I can start over.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
No, my battery.
Not accents. I guess we're starting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children. Actually, you know what? Hold on. If you're singing along with my little intro right now, recommend the podcast to somebody. Simple as that. That's your first little to-do. Because I feel like you could be doing that. Whoever's listening, and you know who you are. I know who you are, too. But we're getting back to it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Man Look Podcast. Joined today by Ed Producer.
Back at it again.
Donovan Damage is here.
In the house.
And I'm your host, Matt Swami. The crew is back. I feel this feels right. It feels good. Everyone has laptops, and that feels
all three of us.
And that feels like more power than we should or have ever had.
Sometimes you gotta go big.
Sometimes
you gotta go home. Sometimes you get disrespected.
Do you want to talk about it?
I mean, you disrespected me. They already heard it.
Okay, so we're not. That's the last we're gonna hear of it.
The judgment.
Yeah. Strong, right? See.
Strong
judgment. Strong. Oh, just the one.
You found what you were looking for.
I did.
That's what's up. I like the perk that you had in there.
Just clues. Because I don't know.
Speaking of finding
what you're looking for. Oh, it's on AliExpress. That means I got to order it now. It's going to come by next year.
So I ordered you guys your gifts. Speaking of.
I just ordered y'all gifts.
Your gifts. And I went on there. I'm like, boop, boop, boop. And I was like, damn. That's the one I wanted. But, you know, the whole supply chain and deliveries and stuff. I was like, might not get there. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to sign up for these text message alerts to see, you know, I got to get hip to the game, right? So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I ordered the other two, and I was like, all right, I get these two. Literally, right after I ordered it, like an hour later, I get like text message like, oh, we're back in stock of the other product. Like, shit, boy. I was like, whatever. They all the same anyway.
It's all the same. What is AliExpress?
Japanese Amazon.
Pretty much.
Chinese Amazon. Yeah. Not Japanese.
How'd you hear about AliExpress and why is it so well known?
Googling stuff, trying to buy things, and then you just come upon stuff.
Like Japanese Amazon.
Yeah.
Well, also on the internet, sometimes you come across weird things. I came across WikiFeet. Have you heard of WikiFeet?
No.
Do in your free time.
I feel like he'd be doing some weird shit.
So I was listening. I was listening to a podcast, and one of the hosts was talking about how he was on WikiFeet and his like. So what happens? What I understand is celebrities and personalities and whatnot get their feet pictures up on WikiFeet, and the people that use the website, like, not judge, but rate their feet. Rate their feet.
I thought you said rape
too. And it's so, it's so odd. Like, the pictures that you'll see will be like, the one of the podcast hosts that I listened to, he had like a picture of his dog. He took a picture of his dog, but his foot was like in the picture. And then like shit like that. Like, he was at a beach, another picture of his dog, and his foot was like slightly in the picture. And it was just really, really random. And I feel like now it's coming more to the forefront. Like, this was this whole like feet obsession thing. So I was looking at the David Dobrik vlog, and one of the fine ass women that he has in his vlog was talking about how she's on WikiFeet and she doesn't want her like feet score to go down. So it's weird, like, it's like a, it's coming into the mainstream now.
You be doing some nasty stuff online, huh?
I mean, the online is a nasty place.
Or are you just a nasty boy?
I mean, it is what it is, but I think it's odd that it's coming more to the forefront. Like, it usually was like the boobs and butts, but now feet are like, it's a thing now. I don't get it. Does anyone understand the foot obsession?
No. That's, people have their vices. Some people like feet. Some people like skeet.
Some people like black people.
Yeah.
Some people, people like white people.
Some okay. People
like butt stuff.
So is that all comparable? Some
people like nose stuff.
There's just different things that people like.
I understand that people like different things. Does anyone have any adverses to feet?
Feet are feet.
They shouldn't be crusty, though.
Shouldn't.
So there is a more desirable foot, is what you're saying.
Could be. Maybe some people don't mind feet, and they don't care what your feet look like.
I'm asking you personally, is there a more desirable foot?
Don't have no duck feet.
What is a duck? Just flat?
It's a duck feet.
It's just ugly feet.
I don't like a flat foot. That is kind of, that's kind of odd to me.
Yeah, flat feet?
No.
Interesting.
I don't like a flat foot.
Why do black people have flat feet more than like white people? Like, it's more common.
I don't know. Scream Man, you wanna? I don't. How is that a fact, or was that like an opinion that you had?
Just seems more common.
And
like African observation, it just seems like black people have more flat feet.
I don't know. I think.
I know it's something. I don't know if it's like your arch is like breaking down because you don't have like the muscle in it or something, but I don't
know. Yeah, I think that's how the foot becomes flat, but I think it's like, I don't know, the flat foot is, to me, is just so odd looking.
Fucks up your whole stance.
Exactly. Fucks up everything. And that's why if the person has flat feet, I don't really trust them, especially if they're giving like physical advice of some kind. I mean, like a personal trainer with flat feet, that's weird to me. Find anything on the whole flat foot situation? Because I think it's odd that like it's coming to the forefront and we all have these like preferences for feet. Right? It's not like a boob or a butt, like, you know.
You have preference for feet?
I don't want them to be flat.
That's it?
I mean, yeah.
Interesting.
But I'm not really one to like really go into a foot. It's not really my thing. But I know what I don't want in a foot.
Which is kind of what you
want. Want in a foot. Yeah, like, so you don't want a dry foot. Oh my God. So you want a wet foot.
That's.
It is what it is. You like wet feet, and that's fine.
It's moisturized feet.
Yeah, that's fine.
It just says that there is a difference. They don't know. They think it's just genetics.
See, I'm not Trevor.
Maybe it was something that the white man used to keep us down.
What are those things called?
Slave owners.
What do they use?
Tactics. Little,
like, brackets and whatnot.
What are they, the slave owners?
Yeah.
Used for?
Like the little handcuffs. Shackles!
Shackles.
You can have like some okay feet, you just can't be cutting my knees up.
Pretty much.
Shouldn't have knees for feet, that's probably what it is.
What does a knee foot look like?
You ever feel your knee? You got a little roughness there when you don't put no lotion on? You shouldn't be on your knees.
Okay. No just knee feet.
No knee feet.
No dry feet. No flat feet.
No and raptor feet.
With the talons. So, I wanted us to peruse WikiFeet.
I'm good.
I'm going to need you to pull it up, Scream Man.
So, go ahead, peruse WikiFeet.
I need you to pull it up. Because you said you scream, man.
That's disgusting.
It's just feet.
Why I gotta do it? No, it's clearly not just feet.
I wanted us to...
Like first of all, anything that you come to me with that I haven't heard of before.
Why would you hear of this?
Exactly.
You wouldn't
have... I feel like I should hear of this
before. Why would... You're not in the feet circles.
You're right. I'm in the Reddit sphere.
I wanted... I've never heard of this. I bet there's an r/wikifeet.
There probably is. Maybe not wiki feet.
Well, r/toes or something like that. Well, all I'm saying is I will be curious to know if we bring up some celebrities and, you know, see what kind of scores they have. Oh, you didn't pulled it up, didn't you? You didn't pulled it up. He on wiki feet right now. And see how... Okay, so we're on wiki feet.
There's a wiki feet chat.
Of course there's a wiki feet. Why'd you pull it up on your phone instead of your laptop, which is right in front of you? Okay, that incognito window. All right, so we are looking at WikiFeet right now. What tab are you under? What did you
hit celebrities?
Okay, so what we have, which is interesting, right? Like I said before, they'll be like, go back to the top, like regular pictures like this of who is this person here? Who is this? I don't have my glasses on. Can't see. I don't know who this person is.
Me neither.
I don't know, but this random person, right? This picture that she has is not a picture of her feet. It's just of her, but she has these sandals on. So you got that opportunity to get those toes. And you typed in, who is this we typed in? Okay, this is Zendaya. Zendaya?
I thought she was attractive at first, but it's something with like her neck and her head that like make her less attractive. She's still attractive.
Is it the neck to head ratio?
Yeah, I think so.
Needs more head or less, like,
less
more
neck?
It's too lollipoppy.
It sounds like less neck.
Less neck, more head?
I think so. Either or would probably do.
Interesting.
She's still a very attractive young lady. But
except she's got the lollipop situation. Yeah. Does this have her score here?
This guy gave her 3.
Damn. Mm.
Interesting. Interesting. What else do we have?
Where do you look? See there?
It should. Yeah. There it is. Rating. She has 5 stars overall. And that's beautiful feet. It's rated in the little brackets there.
Yeah. But this guy
gave her 3.
Gave her 3.
I mean, so far, it's. I mean, I guess that's better than average, you know?
Does it show you a picture of her feet?
It shows tons of pictures, and all of them have her feet in them.
No. So this is not. This is a dumb website.
It is super dumb, right?
This is retarded.
Because every picture is not just like a close up of her feet. It's this, like this picture of her, and it has like her wearing these open toed sandals with barely like a toe standing out.
This is stupid.
And she's got a 5-star for that. For this,
is that the it's so you weird. Get?
Yes,
I think people just 5. Jerk off to these pictures. That's all this is. Yeah, this is a foot jerking website.
People are definitely jerking off to this, right?
Why you got me on this shit?
Because it's interesting. Is it not interesting?
No.
Now we know that Zendaya has / beautiful feet, but so that one guy gives her a 3.
You want to jerk off to feet? That's what I'm getting here.
You think I want to jerk off to feet?
I mean, if the shoe fits.
Jerk off the man's feet.
I do not want to jerk off to any feet.
You watch Power?
Like
the 50 Cent show?
Yeah.
You watch it?
I haven't seen anything past the first like original Power.
Started watching it.
I
didn't like start.
What's his name?
It.
James St. Patrick?
Yeah.
So that's what you with him. That nigga Ghost.
No, I'm with his son.
Oh, Tyreek. What is his name?
Tyreek McPatrick.
Is it Tyreek?
Yeah, it's Tyreek McPatrick.
How these black dudes got Irish last names?
He's in school.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
He can get his money.
Yeah, slanging that slang. Yeah.
Yo, this show is like.
Hold up, nigga. You got Showtime? Or Stars?
Yeah. They all got shows now. There's so many shows.
Hold up, nigga.
We should all watch it like together.
Is it good?
I'm down to watch it together.
It's like. It's a good, like...
You didn't say yes.
No, I'm trying to phrase it because it's like, okay, but it's hilarious on how, like, bad and good you can make comments about it.
So it's like, we're not watching it because it's, like, an excellent piece of media. We're watching it because of where it falls short.
Yes.
Interesting.
But it's still, like, not terrible.
Okay.
It's just like, to me, it feels like a black soap opera TV, like, type
with drugs.
Yeah, it's just hilarious. Like, the comments are just like, just watching the show and like the shit that just happens in the show is like fucking hilarious. Because the school that he goes to is in New York City. It's like, to me, it seems like the Ivy League of like New York. I don't even know if it's a real school. It's called Stansfield. Exactly. Never heard of this school. Mm-hmm. It's a college.
Okay.
But like, he's like always like getting messages about like meeting up with somebody. The kid doesn't have a car, but he is everywhere in the city. Like, he's like, yo, meet up with me. And he, some guy pulls up with a car. He just like walks out the cut. Like, I'm like sitting there. I'm getting my hair done while I'm watching. I was like, yo, how does he get around? Like, nobody asks these questions. Like, how does he get around? How does this kid get from point A to point B?
So, wait. Sorry to cut you off, but this is, like, a prequel, right? Before the original.
No, this is a sequel.
Okay. So, this is, like...
It's a sequel spinoff.
So, this is, like, modern day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Continue. But,
so, then that, and then, like, there's this one girl he was messing with, and she's like, oh, you are just like always busy. I'm like, no shit, he's always busy, but you won't keep coming back because this man keeps wearing turtlenecks in the middle of the cold.
Facts.
Like,
just like his damn daddy.
They all got turtlenecks. Nobody doesn't wear.
If lose a lot of heat in that.
You don't wear turtlenecks, is like, you don't get vagina in the show. Guaranteed. The white guy is the only guy that don't wear a turtleneck. He'll get nothing. He gets no play.
Is he sad all the time?
No, he's like, something's about to happen. I don't know, but I haven't seen it that far.
So how much of this show have you seen? You said you were watching while you were getting your hair done. So you continued.
Second season, 3 episodes.
Okay.
Damn.
So
didn't see the first season, just second season. I think I started like halfway through the first episode.
So there are 2 seasons of the spinoff.
Yeah.
Okay.
This spinoff.
Got it. There are multiple spinoffs?
There's a lot of spinoffs.
Holy, this is a soap opera.
If a rabbit could be a show, this would be it.
Well, man, hey, 50 Cent, make your money, Curtis.
What was the other thing? And then, yo, tell me why, because this isn't the first time I've seen this, but why in a black-dominated show, like a black show, mm-hmm. so like Power, I've only seen 2 like real black shows,
mm-hmm.
maybe like 3, a lot 3. But I don't think there's an actual villain in that Spike Lee show. That's besides the point. The 2 shows, Black Lightning, right?
Okay.
And this Power, this particular Power season, the 3 episodes, why are the antagonists black guys that look white?
That is a good question.
Am I wrong? And why? I need to know why.
That's funny.
And I haven't seen the rest of them, so I don't know if it's like a continuous thing of there's always being some white guy or some black guy that looks white. Because I'm sitting there, this man's making moves. He choking the shit out of people. He breaking people's fingers left and right. Oh, I'm okay. Like, damn, who is this guy? And I'm like, hey, yo, is he white? Because he looks white. He's a white guy with a beard. And she was like, nah, I'm pretty sure he's black. I'm like... Goddamn Black Lightning all over again.
I think it may have something to do with, like, as an audience member being able to connect with the villain, but also making it, you know,
I'm gonna look it up.
A bit of a separation. You know, does that make sense? Because a good villain, you have to be able to, like, connect with them. Like, with Thanos, you understand why he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah, he wants to save the universe.
Even though he's fucking purple, you get, you know, you gotta understand. If you have a show...
Speaking of Thanos, and y'all watch Hawkeye?
Yeah.
I'm not caught up. I'm one behind.
Did you see the Thanos behind. Was right thing? Writing when he went to the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
What? Thanos was right.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody wrote it on the stall. Yes. Yeah.
In second or third one or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whichever one. I do remember.
Apparently, theory has it that Hawkeye thinks that Thanos was right to wipe out half of the universe.
Interesting.
Huh.
I got questions already.
About the...
Why was he right?
Oh,
you gotta see the... Wait.
And then why was he mad?
So you saw when they escaped the tracksuits...
Yeah, that was.
So you watched the
she got the suit,
the deaf girls background.
Don't be talking too much now.
What are you talking about?
I didn't say nothing.
All right.
Yeah.
Somebody's deaf in the show. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all you need to know. All right. The uncle. Who you think that is?
I don't know yet. I have to rewatch it. I probably thought about it when I saw it.
When I saw it, I immediately thought this character.
Okay. Yeah. Mystery. Got it.
You know who he's talking about?
I know who the uncle is. I know who he's referencing, but I don't know.
Who am I referencing?
The uncle. Okay. Her uncle. Yeah, yeah. The one that was.
But like, who is he referencing after that?
I don't know. Not sure.
Okay. Wait. Well, no, he's been here before. So Wilson Fisk. That's who I think the uncle is. Yeah.
But we've had Fisk already in Marvel.
Yes.
Why do you think that? Because
technically, there's no more Netflix Daredevil. And the suit looked very, very expensive. And the only person I know that wears expensive suits.
Because they never showed his face. Exactly. Nothing. But yeah, that was a nice shoot. They just showed an arm. And he was like choking him out or something. Or like shooting a gun. He was doing something where you literally just see the arm.
So did y'all see the thing I put in the group chat about?
I don't watch anything that you put in the group chat.
Anyway.
You felt disrespected?
Crazy.
Your Daredevil.
Because now you know how it feels.
Your Daredevil is coming to the MCU.
I know he is.
What's your Daredevil?
Charlie Cox. Like, Netflix Daredevil. Mm-hmm. Like nitty gritty. I'm going to beat your ass.
Lots of blood.
Lots of. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. See how this plays.
I think it'll be pretty fucking good.
What other like actor goes from TV to big screen? Well,
Will Smith.
Solid. Yeah, that's back in the day.
Solid.
I give you that one.
Yeah, I'm just here to do what I gotta do.
I'm still trying to figure out who this black guy is.
Or
is he the fat dude? Mm-mm. No. Oh, is another albino?
Oh, so he's albino.
I don't think he's albino. Because tell me why nobody hates Method Man or Red Man. I don't know why.
Why would they?
Exactly.
You seen how
he was in the show? I was like, That's my guy. He's so good.
Man, talented rapper, comedies on point. Pretty decent actor at points.
I think Redman might be sick, but I can't prove it.
Sick like...
Like real life sick?
Yeah.
Why like, you say that?
He looks mad thin and unhealthy. Because he was in the show too. And he like... Method Man looks like Method Man. Like thick,
I mean,
luscious. Redman looks like... Oof.
But Method Man has been in the gym like a lot,
so you shouldn't look like decrepit. Well, just not doing anything.
Maybe it's a character choice, like 50 lost hella weight to do some movie, right?
It's a show.
Yeah, when he
it's 50 Cent show.
I'm just listen, man. I'm giving you options here. Nah, I don't know. It could be. It could be a character choice. You never know.
I don't believe you.
Has a 6 out of 10. Ooh, yeah, those were good. The set, yeah, the first one was trash.
The first one what?
The episodes.
I mean, I feel like a lot of those ratings skew heavily because the people that really like the show are probably going to rate it higher than people that have more of a technical eye, quote unquote. So if you're not looking for it for the technicality of the show, which I don't think that you are, you probably should look at something that the fans or the people that watch it with more of a liberal look at it are thinking about it. Speaking of liberal look, did you see the video, the homework I gave you, the video I wanted you to watch?
Yeah, I saw that nasty shit.
Did you watch that nasty shit? Good. Okay, so if I asked you what you think rock and roll is,
band. Music, type of music.
What kind of actions do you think when you consider something as being rock and roll?
A lot of headbanging.
I wouldn't say that. I feel like that's metal.
I mean, it's kind of under the umbrella. Like rock and roll is like the umbrella, and then metal can kind of fit under there. Like punk is under rock and roll, I would presume.
Black.
Music. Black.
Clothes.
Okay.
It's like black.
Chokers. Eyeliner. Mascara.
Can't remember his name, but the fucker that broke
can't
the
find this guy.
Broke the guitar. I know. I was about to say Lenny Kravitz.
Not Slash.
Was it? No, Slash is a drummer, isn't he? No, he's not.
Oh, he's not. He's in Michael Jackson.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Anyway, what if I told you?
I don't believe you.
Now the new bass for rock and roll is taking hot, steamy pisses on people. What if that's what I told you?
I would say that's disgusting. And you know what? Even though I think it's disgusting, that person didn't think it was disgusting because he had a good time getting pissed on. He had a
great time. So what we're referencing here.
And he decided to turn up.
Oh, Top Cat.
Right after that.
So what we're referencing here is a video from a band called Brass Against. And the lead. Shit, nigga. And the lead singer, Sophia Russa, I don't know how to pronounce it.
A white woman that
I don't think she's a white woman. Oh. I don't think she's a white woman at all. I think she's a POC. And she was on America's Got Talent on one of those shows. So anyway, long and short of the video, Sophia is performing live with her band, Brass Against, and for some reason the topic of her having to use the bathroom came up. And someone in the front row decided what they wanted more than anything in the world was for Sophia to take a hot, steamy piss on his face.
She apologized. I don't know why she apologized.
I think she apologized for many reasons, but we're going to get to that. So what you see in the video is whilst Sophia is performing, microphone in hand, the audience member gets onto the stage, lays down. She stands over him wearing like white leather pants, starts to shimmy her pants down all on stage, all live, still performing. She shimmies her pants down, squats over him, and takes a hot, fat piss on his face.
It's a pee.
And he...
What happened to the shit?
Who said shit?
You said take a hot, steamy dump.
I don't know. If I said dump, I must have misspoke.
Maybe you mean steamy.
Yeah, it was a hot piss.
Steamy shit.
It was a hot piss.
Did he not say hot, steamy shit?
No, he said piss, but he did say hot and steamy.
Yeah. That's probably what I got. Hot and steamy.
Because you haven't seen this piss.
Why is it hot? Maybe it's cold.
It's not. It's not at all. You can see it.
It's cold.
You can see it.
The outside was probably cold when she took the piss. Yeah,
that's probably why you see the steam. You know, people run around in the cold. You get a little sweat on their head.
What I'm saying is, right?
Just took a hot, steamy piss.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. What I'm saying is, if this is the new base level for rock and roll, what's the next step? If we're pissing on fans' faces here,
on stage, a fan,
yes,
I mean
he enjoyed it though.
He enjoyed it, yeah.
Honestly,
he wanted to get pissed on.
He wanted to get pissed. He saw piss coming and he stayed.
Facts.
So that's what he wanted. So what is the next step?
I mean, I don't think.
I mean, Ozzy bit the heads off of bats back in the day.
Why can't anybody get pissed on?
If you're interested in getting pissed on, you should get pissed on.
Your celebrity crush, why not?
Yeah, why not?
I don't see nothing wrong with this.
I saw anything wrong with it. She apologized. I don't think she needed to, but that's besides the point.
She apologized
because it's probably going to hurt her funds.
And there were children there.
There you go.
Yeah, I saw something she said or something someone complained about that they brought their children to the show and they weren't expecting their kids to see that at that show.
Oh my god.
Well,
I'm not very familiar with Brass Against's music, but I do understand that the rock audience pissed on? No. I understand that the rock audience is not one of gentleness and softness, so bringing a child to this show probably wasn't, you know, the best bet. Anywho. I want to know what the next step is. I feel like next we're just going to get like, you're going to get knocked out by your favorite artist. Like you'll get on a stage with someone with like boxing gloves or something. Like, hey, what I want any more than anything. No, I don't want the selfie. I don't want the video. I don't want you to FaceTime my mom. I just want you to put these gloves on and just like hit me in the face as hard as you can.
I'm just glad there's still people out there that think the world can be innocent.
What do you mean?
Like, oh, you bring your son or daughter that's underage to a rock band show.
Well, if Brass Against's music is child friendly, which I don't know, so I don't.
Just saying.
She seemed really comfortable whipping it out and pissing on that dude. It seemed very rock and roll.
Probably not her first time
pissing on a dude's face.
Yeah,
probably not. She seemed like she was really comfortable with
Maybe
it.
She had practice.
Exactly.
Actually, no, she had a little bit of, you know, shyness at the beginning, but it started flowing quite nicely.
It's in front of people.
Yeah, she was a little shy, but she got over it.
Yo, this man is not in this cast list.
The
Yes.
This light skin or white passing black dude.
Yes.
Hey, man. Sometimes you win some, you lose some. What are you looking on?
In the show. On IMDb. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can sometimes just Google it. Like the cast of so-and-so. And it'll have like a little drop-down menu.
It's IMDb. I feel like they're very thorough.
Maybe he just doesn't have a picture up.
Maybe they're not trying to spoil it.
And tell you who he is?
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Because I don't think we actually know his name.
Oh, the bad guy?
Oh, wait. He might be here. Yeah, maybe. I'm working on it.
Okay. So, Donovan, what do you think the next step is in Rock? What are we going to do now? We be biting heads off of bats or breaking
murdering
guitars.
People.
You think so?
Yep. This is next place we got to go.
Like a...
straight murder.
Like a virginal sacrifice. Put him on a slab.
Yep, absolutely.
Snap. That would be quite rock and roll. That would be quite rock and roll.
Got to be murder.
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 That's aggressive.
Yeah, murder is aggressive. Rock and roll is aggressive, man. I mean, you come so far.
Rock and roll aggressive.
You are you a fan of rock and roll?
Who's this person? No. I wouldn't say it's aggressive.
What would you call it?
I don't know. It's music. It's artist. What is it? I don't know.
Oh, all right. You're right. I'm not gonna say all rock is aggressive because that's.
Like you said it's an umbrella.
Yeah.
So.
Some of the stuff under that umbrella is aggressive, and that could fit the mold for Brass Against. They could be under that umbrella as aggressive, but I think the dude on the stage had a trumpet. I don't know how aggressive trumpets are.
Scale of 1 to 10. I've seen a motherfucker tear up some songs with a violin, so.
I mean, yeah, but they're not aggressive. How aggressive is a trumpet on a scale of 1 to 10?
Okay.
Like a 3? All
right. You need to go watch some of these motherfuckers tear up some songs on a violin. That should be aggressive. They go hard.
Maybe it's because of the strings. Maybe string instruments are more naturally more aggressive.
I feel like you're just downplaying people's skills.
I'm not downplaying. I'm just saying.
You told that trumpet man he's not aggressive. Clearly, he's aggressive enough to make the band.
Yeah. And he was playing as she was taking a hot, steamy piss on his face.
Aggressive enough to play through the pain.
Okay. That's a good point. That's a good point. Okay.
All I do is make good points.
I don't know if that's true, but let's see. I'm curious to know your
track record speaks for itself.
I'm curious to know your point on this. So I was thinking about committing crimes the other day. And
you wouldn't get far.
I know. But I think that you would. And that's why I ask you. This question was specifically designed for you, but I'm glad that you're here as well, editor producer, because you can answer this as well. So if you commit a crime with your significant other,
oof, that's not going to happen.
I haven't even painted the picture yet.
She's not going to do it.
I haven't even painted the picture
yet. She's not going to do it.
I agree.
So we're just going to shoot down this hypothetical before even...
Well, yeah, because I know my significant other.
Okay. What if it's a crime of necessity? Like, it has to happen. Like, it's either you or...
Like, you hit somebody in the middle of a dark, lonely road.
Boom.
I know what you did last summer.
Something like that. So whatever the crime is,
roll
regardless...
Roll that motherfucker down the hill.
Whatever the crime is, regardless, right... Would you tell us that you two committed a crime together?
Fuck no.
Okay. Now flip the script. If we all committed a crime together, would you tell her?
Fuck no. Okay. Cause she gonna snitch.
You think she'd snitch?
I know she gonna snitch.
I guess it depends on the severity, but it couldn't be anything. She wouldn't snitch on anything. She ain't ride or die. She ride or die. I don't believe that. Oh, damn. He's pursing his lips. Ed, the producer.
I'm telling you, she told me if I commit any crime, better not tell her. Because if they come asking, she's singing.
Outside of, like, petty stuff?
Like, yeah.
Like,
bank robbery. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ed, the producer, what
more
about
aggressive
you?
Stuff.
If you committed a crime with your significant other, would you tell us about it?
If I committed a crime... Damn it. I'm still looking for this person.
I know.
If I committed a crime with my significant other, probably not.
Okay, so flip the script. If you committed a crime with us, would you tell her?
Probably not.
Interesting. I really thought it was going to swing one way over the other.
About you? So you coming to us with these questions?
I feel like if I commit...
Answer the question yourself.
I feel like if slut. I think it depends on the severity of the crime, but if I committed a crime with my significant other, I would tell you all.
No, congrats on having one, by the way.
You got one?
This is all hypothetical.
Who is it?
See how I'm answering the hypothetical questions, even though, you know,
because you don't, I don't even have.
Well, I answered it. I told you the answer.
I know, but I didn't take a big long walk around it.
I mean, I'm just, I try to give you the answer. You know how you last time you were talking about some, oh, you shouldn't take three dates to be up in front, but we ain't taking three dates to me to get you that answer. I gave you that answer.
It's crazy.
Eventually. It was like 2.5.
Okay.
I'm the other way, though. If I did something with y'all, would I tell them? Probably not. Because I feel like that would be more devastating.
Also, y'all know my stance on bank robberies. You don't take no hostage because that's how you get caught.
The hard part is not shooting people.
Exactly.
I don't know what the big deal about bank robbery is. It's easy.
Goodness gracious. But yeah, because it's like, I remember back in the day when we were in school together. And one of our the motto that I had was that there's no.
Yo, we almost been out of school for like 10 years.
I know, though. Right? Goddamn decade. Motto that I had was there's no secrets in the cluster. Remember that?
Nah, I wasn't around for that.
You weren't around for that? Nah. Keith, you remember that?
I wasn't in the cluster.
Oh, oof. Shit. Well, anyway.
I don't know. I probably was.
You were in the. You were.
How do you know?
Because you were across the hall.
I was in there for one semester.
But you, oof. While you were in there, you were across the hall.
Sounds like they didn't.
Two semesters?
Sounds like he wasn't in the cluster.
He was in the cluster. Two semesters. But there were no secrets in the cluster. And don't sign the goddamn gold paper. Were you around for the gold paper?
Nope.
I was not around for the gold paper.
Before my time.
Oh, man. Anyway, besides the point. Besides the point. You all right? He just found the guy.
Fuck out of here, boy.
About to get the triple X on?
But what?
About to get a new jacket?
Seems like it.
I might get a new jacket. It's not like a new jacket. I need a new jacket. It's a Bane jacket. No wonder it looks so goddamn good.
Yeah. Born in it. Mm. Molded by it.
I was.
All right. So I was watching. Ooh.
Who this?
That shit clean, dog.
Is that? That's black. Okay, I thought it was dark brown. Okay. It looks very warm.
Yo, we're taking some sultry pictures.
Who are you talking about?
Knowing damn well you talk now. Okay, I was looking at, have you finished Atypical? Head of producer?
Yeah, I was the first one to finish it.
Okay, cool. So the
most
recent season, main character is taking this ethics class and it's just not going well. And he has this project that he takes with his professor where
they taking a dump on each other because you're into that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. To get his grade up, he helps his professor by interviewing people, and the question he asks them was, what are you an expert at? And I thought it was a really interesting question, so I wanted to bring it to the pod.
What
are you an expert at outside of what you do for a living, what you do for work? What are you an expert at?
Greens, beans, potatoes.
So like his grandma. Them yams, you know.
What am I an expert at? Proving people wrong.
Oh. Okay. Where do you think you developed your expertise?
Being a smug asshole.
Wow. So hard on yourself.
Yeah.
That's how you get better. Pressure makes diamonds, baby.
Absolutely. No, I would say I'm a expert in... You know what? I would say I'm an expert in self-defense.
Okay. And where do you think your expertise comes from?
Roll that back.
Wrestling, extensive MMA training.
The murder.
Wrestling is great for hand-to-hand.
That too.
Wait, what?
Wrestling is good for hand-to-hand.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Fucking key.
Okay.
You got a good base, good center of gravity. Everything else is easy.
Everything else is easy. Edward, what do you think? What are you an expert at?
Expert at nothing.
I highly doubt that.
Master of nothing, jack of all trades.
Exactly. I'm a good at everything. A little bit of everything.
What is the whole quote? Master of none, jack. I can't remember. But I was thinking about this.
Jack
and
of all trade, but master of none. But it's better to be a jack of all than a master of one.
Ooh.
Boy got bars. Boy got bars. Boys got bars. And when I was thinking about this, I couldn't really find anything, but I was kind of like,
you're a master of all things weird.
I wouldn't go that route. I don't know if I'm a master of weird things, but I was thinking about things that I've done in the past and things that I've like had to have done as far as like family things. And I remember being really good at like, I guess, diffusing certain shit, like family shit that would escalate. Now would have to be the voice of reason. I don't know about that. I had to be the voice of reason to de-escalate certain situations. So I guess I could say I'm a master at that, but I'm kind of like on the fence about it. So I guess not really a master, because I feel like I would be more sure. But it is what it is. So do you have something, or are you going with the whole Jack thing?
Oh, yeah, I'm going with the whole Jack thing.
Okay. So on my vision quest, I've come up with something.
Did you watch that race?
No. One this morning? I did not.
Fuck that shit.
You want to talk about it?
I will go on for days.
Yeah.
So no? You don't want to talk about it?
Not on here.
Okay.
I just know that shit was in. I was in the office, fucking throwing chairs and shit.
I was so mad. Oh, it's not God. Even.
Oh, here it is.
Not even about the fact that he lost. It's the fact on how he lost.
Mm-hmm. That's usually
the
how it
other
goes.
Team did not deserve the win that day.
They didn't earn it.
They didn't earn it. Mm. They just got lucky.
That's unfortunate.
And it's insane. And this man needs to be fired. It's so stupid.
I feel like you want to talk
so
about
stupid.
It.
I've been going on to multiple people about it.
Okay, so
he's the bad guy. Spoiler.
Didn't you describe him as the bad guy before you even
somebody else?
Okay,
I'm trying to. I'm still looking for it.
Good thing you are a scream man.
This man is a ghost, literally.
See what you did there. Because I know of that reference from the show. I don't know much.
Ranked by likability.
The characters are?
Yeah.
What website is this?
Oh, this guy died. Oh, she's. Yeah. Oop, top. Okay. Oh, that's the mom.
Got
right?
The soft shoes on.
Yo, cause first, you know, these the red bottoms. This is on my Christmas list.
The red bottom?
Yeah.
That's that stupid ass bitch.
Yo, got the Cruella DeVille jacket on.
I know.
That shit kind of clean. I can't even see the whole thing. But, okay. So, on my vision quest, I've come with a,
this sequence, my nigga?
I think it is. I've come up with a conclusion. I think I'm attracted to unavailable women.
Oh, please. I want to hear everything about this.
Me too. Go ahead and confirm what I've been saying this entire time.
So, as far as put your hands away. You're safe here. You don't need to be ready for anything.
No, I'm
nothing's going to come out and attack
the fuckery.
You. There's no fuckery. This is just something
go
that
ahead,
I realized.
Speak your mind. Get it off your chest.
I feel as though there's a desire that I have for unavailable women.
Mm.
And it could manifest itself in a multitude of ways.
Mm.
Unavailable emotionally, psychologically, what's the other one? Physically, you know? And that's not okay. And I feel like there's a lot of
stand up.
Oh, you got new headphones?
Yeah. And I feel like there's
you
a lot
something in for them?
He bought that cash money.
I didn't. Those were on sale. Those were on sale.
Cash money. Balla balla balla.
Those were on sale.
Balling. Gotcha, bitch.
They didn't have the green ones though, which I really didn't appreciate. But anyway, so and I feel like it's kinda like a pride thing. Kind of like the idea of they aren't available, but I could do X, Y, and Z to, like, you know, change the situation. And I feel like that's not a good way to go about things because, mm-hmm. one, it hasn't been successful. And two, I feel as though getting into something, any type of situation that you have a desire to be in should be simple. It should be easy, like killing a baby. Really simple.
What the fuck, nigga?
Like killing a baby. You don't have to do anything to kill a baby.
You gotta kill it.
No, you don't. If you leave a baby unattended, it will perish.
So you killed it.
Okay.
So you gotta kill it. See what I did there?
I see what you did there, yes. Okay, maybe not like
master killing, at proving people wrong.
Maybe not like killing a baby, but very similar to killing a baby. Oh, I think I might get canceled this episode.
Probably, nigga.
Let's see. But get him out of here. But I feel like it should be similar to that with a very low in effort. Because I was once told that, like, the idea of how you end something. Go ahead. You said it into the mic, but you whispered it.
I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
The idea of how you end something with someone could be conducive to how you begin something with someone else. And I feel like that kind of plays a similar role in the idea of like the simplicity of the transition. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So if you are mature and concise and poignant with your ideas and poignant.
Yeah, that's good.
with your desires for ending something, I think it will be a smooth transition into beginning something else. And I feel like that is kind of where my hiccups are coming. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking nonsense here, but it's just, you know, something I'm juggling with on my vision quest.
What do you think? This is not for the air because I know certain people listen to this podcast, so I'm not going to say that on this podcast.
What do you?
So we're going to have to talk about it. After. Where's the erase marker so I don't forget?
Wait, to talk about it afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I want to know if this is one of these ladies that you are attracted to.
Well, it's kind of like a general sweeping thing because I'm figuring out that a lot of the women that I do have some attraction to are unavailable for some reason or another. And it's kind of like unfortunate, but it's something I'm realizing is something I'm attracted to, and it's not okay. No bueno. I'm going to attempt to remove any difficult starts, I guess, from any type of romantic interest that I might be having. Interesting. You don't want to talk about that?
I'm not on here.
Why not?
Because people listen to this.
That's the point of it.
No.
Okay.
I do not want no type of.
I didn't know we were censoring ourselves.
There are other parties involved that have to do with that.
So I.
Therefore, I'm not trying to cause any.
Whoa! What I missed?
Hiccups.
So I had
certain parties.
I had an idea of. Oh, you were here for that, but he has that he wants to talk about after the show. And I guess we're going to talk about that after the show.
I've dropped it.
Okay. I'm picking it back up.
So we're going to move on.
Because this nigga was scheming the last time I was here.
Excuse me?
Really?
Huh?
How was I scheming?
Nigga, you know what you was doing. I peep game, nigga. Fuck.
All right, we're going to move on to the advice segment since we can't talk about this.
Nigga nasty, dog. Gonna try to play like he wasn't doing that. You sick, man. You sick, nigga, dog.
Anywho, this one is from Maine Ad 640. Can you close that door for me, please?
No.
And it says, my parents keep talking about my small boobs. What do I do? I don't know. Let's see. For years now.
Wow.
Damn, hard start. My mom and dad make very negative comments such as, you'll never get married because you're flat. Or,
damn,
you'll never be a woman until you grow some breasts.
Damn.
I'm 18 years old, and this has been going on since I was 13. It really ruins my confidence, I fucking imagine, and it hurts my feelings. I fucking imagine that as well. Every girl in my family has big boobs, bazongas, if you will. She didn't write bazongas. That, but I did. And I just wasn't blessed. I'm a 32A, and my dad has been told several times I need to hurry up and get surgery so I can be a woman. How can I get them to stop talking about my body, and what can I do to gain confidence back? Holy shit.
That is insane.
Along with my ventures into the internet of finding weird shit, there's always someone who's going to be interested in the thing that you're not interested in on your body. For instance, Donovan doesn't like his feet. However, if you were to go to WikiFeet right now, which I'm suggesting that we could do for like an episode in the future.
Absolutely not.
Don't shoot it down. Just think about it.
No, I'm not ready for the internet to fucking demolish my self-esteem.
There might be someone.
They're going to be like, wow, nigga, just cut your feet off.
Just go nubbins.
What are those?
What are those?
They ain't going to get me out the way. Don't fucking care about me as a person.
What I'm saying is there is someone out there that is going to find something desirable about the things that you lack confidence in about yourself.
This nigga trying to get me roasted on.
So back to this person here. There are people out there who prefer smaller, you know, boobage, but it's
bazongas.
Not there. You go, bazongas is what I was trying to think of.
Got the
but
guy.
It's not.
Yeah, you found him.
I remember his name now.
Willy Wonka,
motherfucker.
But that's not really how you're gonna build up your confidence. You got to build up your confidence on your own. It's your self-esteem. It's how you feel about your motherfucking self. So you got to see where that stems from. If that stems from purely what the people in your family are saying about you, then it might be time to, because you said you're 18 now, might be time to put some space between you and those people. It's unfortunate, but it's true. You'd be surprised how much of a change you can make by creating space between you and the thing that is making you upset.
And what you should do is just find somebody who loves your little titties and then bring him around or her. And then be like, look, he like my little titties, and then have him play with your little titties.
I mean, yeah, but that's like a band-aid. We want them to have confidence in within themselves.
Well, what? That might help with that confidence.
Good point. Eddie Producer, what do you think? Oh my
God. First of all, this man is Spanish.
Damn.
And his IMDb thing does not look like what he looks like in the show at all.
Makeup, man. They be doing that shit on shows.
It's not even makeup. They shaved him bald. Slap some pubes on his face.
Not the pubes.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. And he got a turtleneck on. Oh, gotta add a turtleneck on. That's how we know.
Oh, neck is, bitch. Let me see.
So what do you think about this whole confidence situation?
Yeah, bring some guy that likes little titties around. Somebody gonna like your little titties.
Somebody gonna like your little titty.
Exactly.
Okay. There yep. it is. Somebody gonna like the bee sting.
They're gonna thick. Flick that nipple. It's gonna get hard as fuck. You'll be like, oof.
Okay. Well, this next one is from Complex Form. I think we did that very well, by the way. This next one is from Complex Formal 4723. Boyfriend wants me to sign contract over child in case we break up. Let that sink in. I like to let the title sink in.
Wait, what?
I didn't let it sink in long enough. Boyfriend wants me to sign contract.
Whose child?
Over child in case we break. I don't know. I haven't started reading yet.
Well, I got questions already.
Okay. Let's see if we can get some answers.
I'll try to hold it to the end.
That's what she said. I, a 20-year-old female, have been with my 27-year-old male boyfriend for 2 years. Although I've been on birth control the whole time, I found out I'm 5 weeks pregnant. I'm excited despite the fact it wasn't planned. He, however, does not seem to share my excitement. I'm a first-time mom, but he has a daughter from his previous marriage. He's been married already?
Sure. Yeah, nigga, 27?
That's what it says. He came to me yesterday and expressed... He came to me yesterday and expressed that he wants me to sign a contract stating we will share 50-50 custody and finances if we break up. If... He was still going through his divorce.
That's because he got child support now. That's probably why.
He was still going through his divorce and custody battle when we moved in together. Although I'll admit it, I only known his side of the story, though the time he's only ever spoken down about his ex. I mean, of course, what would it be if he would have like, oh, my ex is the shit. But However, my real issue comes with his daughter. He and his ex settled for holiday/school breaks as his visitation times, as they talked before and planned everything. Over the past 2 years, I've been wanting to save the money for plane tickets to go get her and have to remind him to speak to his ex about it. I met his daughter once due to the fact that he refuses to contact his ex-wife until a day or two before his daughter's school breaks. During the visits, I took care of her other than when they ate dinner or slept. Okay. Other than that visit, he calls her on her birthday, Christmas, and Father's Day. I'm not really sure where I'm going with this, other than the idea of a contract over our child makes me uncomfortable, especially seeing the way he is with his first child. Just looking for some opinions on the idea.
So whose child?
So this person that's writing this,
yeah,
is married to someone who has a child from a previous marriage. The person who wrote this, is currently pregnant.
So it's a guy.
Yes.
Who's talking to a girl.
No. The person who wrote this is a female. Mm-hmm. Who is, did they say married or with someone who's been in a previous relationship before, a marriage before? The person who wrote this, a female, is now pregnant. A few weeks now. 5 weeks pregnant now, and
the person who wrote this is pregnant.
Yes, and the guy is wanting this person to sign a contract now about
father.
Yes,
of wants the child.
Yes,
but they're not together.
It doesn't say anything about marriage in here.
I thought they said they're getting a divorce.
No, he's getting a divorce from his...
I'm going to tell you right now, I can't answer any of these questions because I don't know what the hell's going on.
What okay, you want to ask more questions?
I tried. It's not going well, so...
Okay, so...
This is not a good one for me. It's too many moving parts.
So what I've surmised from this is that this person that you're with obviously has some trust issues because of the past relationship that he was in. I'm not saying that it's okay because technically you're supposed to be able to like leave that shit behind when you move on to another relationship. It's not fair to the person that you're with currently to bring old shit to new shit.
That's fair.
Yeah. However, comma, there are some things that you cannot ignore. If they're, like you said before, you only saw one side of the story. We don't know how he responds to his ex-wife and vice versa. So you don't really know how that relationship is. And it may not even be one that you want to, you know, involve yourself with if you have the option to. But it seems like if this daughter is going to be around, then you might have to involve yourself. Regardless, I think it would be interesting to see the extent of this contract. If it's like some like playful shit wrote on a napkin, then maybe you can like kind of like brush it off. But if it's like some, hey, we got to get some legal people in here to like sign some shit, you write in blood, sacrifice a goat, you know, shit like that, then maybe it could be more of a red flag. However, being as though you are pregnant now and you want to keep it, and I'm guessing you want to be with this person, I think it might be something that you might be interested in looking into.
I don't know. Fair enough.
Maybe. It depends on the severity of it. It just said 50-50 custody and finances or something like that. Yeah, like 50-50 custody and finances if we break up. So he's basically trying to protect his shit because of what happened previously. So hear him out. If it seems unreasonable, then the shit's unreasonable. If not, see if he can work. Anybody else?
For what?
Advice?
I would agree. I would agree with everything you said. That's good advice.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's solid. It does seem a little weird, but like you said, feel it out, and shit seems weird. Get out that entanglement. Chop up them deuces. It's never a right time to say goodbye.
I feel like you've been throwing in quotes for like the last couple of shows now.
I'm just out here.
You are out here.
Sometimes you gotta go your separate ways.
Okay, that one was for free. That was, yeah, was a little extra one for free. Yep. Is there anything else y'all want to talk about before we move on to these recommendations? Nah. You looking up into the skies?
I think I'm all right.
Okay. I want to recommend Schitt's Creek.
Shitting in creeks?
Nah, I hear it's refreshing though if you get a little splash going. Get a little salmon kiss. Nasty dog. Schitt's Creek is on Netflix. It's about
different kind of nasty boy dog.
It's about a wealthy family who loses all their money and has to be in this town that's like kind of backwards and hicky, and it's hilarious. Some great moments, some quotable stuff going on in there. I'm also going to recommend Billy Madison, the
Adam Sandler
movie. Yeah, also a funny one. Adam Sandler, man, some of his movies would not be made today. I'll tell you that for sure.
Yeah, he'd be canceled.
Yeah, probably. Good for him. Get it out of the way.
Yeah, big cancel.
And what else? I'm watching Insecure right now. Insecure is pretty good. Still happening, which is kind of rare for me to like still be into a show and recommend it, but shit's fucking fantastic. Anybody else?
I'm going to recommend The Wheel of Time on Amazon.
First time Carla was watching that. She put something in her Snapchat story about it. It's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Okay.
Her cookies are still here.
She better come get them.
They somewhere.
What is it about?
Will and times.
Okay.
How can I put this? Take
these nuts.
Right. It's kind of like good.
You're so happy with
like
yourself.
The Witcher and
you said The Witcher?
Yes, that's what you said.
The Witcher and Lord of the Rings had a baby.
Holy shit.
But not what you think.
Not a good baby.
The holy shit part is like action wise.
That's what I was thinking.
Scale it down a tad.
Okay.
That's the Amazon version.
Okay. Oh, also, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it. No, wait, that show. Did I recommend The Matrix? Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah.
The Matrix. Yeah, I was watching that. It was solid. Oh, Think Like a Man on Netflix. I recommend that movie. It's very funny.
It's a girl movie. Yeah. Don't you like that?
I do like that. I watched it with my girl.
Okay.
My woman. Last night.
Okay. I don't I don't need all the matter of fact accent.
You're welcome.
And Arcane on Netflix. I'm watching that now.
Is that good?
It's pretty solid. It's pretty solid. I like that they're flushing out the characters well.
I was thinking about starting a Genlock. That's what the Michael A, B, C, D, E, Jordan.
Michael Alphabet Jordan.
Yeah.
Editor producer, anything you want to recommend?
I'm watching Psych right now.
So are you going to recommend it? Or?
No, just watching Psych.
That's selfish. It's a good show. I think it's
pretty good. I Can Fix That?
Yeah. That's the reason I watched
it. Just waiting for him to slip it in.
Ooh. I Can Fix That. My man, Sam.
Shout out to Sam.
Mary Lou can live to 100-something years old. Then them onions.
You got to watch Holes now. Mary, for these Would You Rathers?
Less rather would you.
Okay. Got a little flip to do there. 267. Would you rather attend the Last Supper with Jesus or throw a dinner party for the current U.S. president?
I'm going to attend the Last Supper with Jesus.
Yeah. If you asked me 10 years ago.
I would have said, hell yeah, to the dinner party.
Who else is going to be there? Because with the Last Supper, he had a whole bunch of people. It was a bunch of people. There was hoes there.
What are you talking about?
The 12 disciples.
There was hoes there.
The hell it was.
Okay. Mary Magdalene was there.
12 people there.
Actually blasphemous ass nigga dog.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Oh my god.
First of all, tell me I'm wrong. Prove me wrong, because you're the wrong guy.
I'm just going to say, okay. She's not a hoe, dog. She was reformed.
Oh, okay.
You can't call it that no
Once
more.
Once a hoe.
Not always a hoe.
Anyway, I don't know.
You changed.
Who knows?
No, you're right.
I'm on wiki feet. I'm gonna go with the Last Supper. I'm curious to know what that food was hitting like.
Trash.
Probably they sprinkled myrrh on shit.
No, speaking of, I need to make some food for tonight. Oh shit.
Yeah. So
damn, it's 5 o'clock.
I got this gray now. Your boy about to cook this bacon in his oven, get all crispy like. Ooh, I'm excited.
You
want to
put it in the flour?
Nah, I ain't put it in the flour.
They said that's the only reason why the air fry stuff, be air frying because of the space flour underneath it. So once you get
it's
a grate,
convection.
Once you get a grate or something that lifts the shit off of the bottom, you can like make shit crispy like the air fry.
Yeah.
Well, see what
that's what you're supposed to do with your chicken wings. When you pat them dry.
Yeah, that's why this shit's about to be a game changer.
Because when you have the rack, so it lifts it up so you get the air to go up under it. So you don't got to flip it.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Well, I got this little grill attachment for the air fryer.
I need a great air fryer.
Nah, if you got the thing for the oven, you don't need it.
I guess.
Well, I don't know. You'll
it takes
see.
More oven time to warm up.
It does
take more oven.
Oven got to get the temp.
Exactly.
And you don't want that.
Got to get the temp.
You be calling me all the time to warm it up. Come on. Go to an air fryer.
You definitely did. I saw that text message.
And I appreciate that. 268. Would you rather be the subject in a famous what?
Meg Thee Stallion video? Absolutely.
No, sorry. Would you rather be the subject in a famous statue erected in your hometown or a famous painting with the popularity of the Mona Lisa?
I'm going to go with famous painting because niggas going to try to steal me.
I was thinking famous painting as well because birds be shitting all over you and people be touching your balls and shit.
Yeah, but then you could get burnt up and crispy.
If you're a painting?
Yeah.
That's I mean, yeah, you can
I feel
be defiled.
Like you're a lot harder to destroy.
If you're made out of something like marble or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, good point. Well, if you got the fame of the Mona Lisa, then you're under lock and key. Like, you're well protected.
Chicken ass.
And there's hella fakes of you going around.
Hella fakes.
Exactly. So which one is really real?
Ooh. I'm still going
with the real is lost.
I'm going to go with...
Taylor was a grubby little hands on all little art pieces.
I'm still going to go with painting because...
Y'all saw Red Notice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just makes me think about what them Nazis was really up to.
Apparently a whole bunch of shit.
Went to some Van Gogh thing and said that one of his like more famous series, one of the pictures were lost and during World War II.
Mm. Hitler got that shit.
Lost. Exactly. That's what I'm like, where are all these pictures at? Somebody
That's so interesting
it.
To me.
They
that...
in the fucking jungle underground.
One of the pictures sold for $82 million.
That's a lot of dollars.
In 1990.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, who got it in their pockets?
Look up what the inflation is for that, Scream Man.
That's in their pockets. It's not even like, oh, I got to go sell some stuff. It's like,
I got that on me. Got that thing
pocket
on
change.
Me.
Yo, it's insane.
It was this one documentary I was watching about how, like.
You said 1990.
I was watching this one documentary about how, like, how often.
130.
You saying million?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm thinking it's probably like 200.
85. I'm going to stick with like 130, 150.
But yeah, I was watching this documentary talking about how often That's art is like now. Lost and stolen and like faked. And it happens like very, very often. Is it crazy?
174,382,065.
That's insane.
That's double.
It's a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. But yeah, it was talking about how it's art is like boy. Always, not always, but like very often stolen and faked. And there will be appraisers, quote unquote, that won't know if something's real or not and sell it to someone. And they'll just have this fake piece of art that they spent millions of dollars for and will like never know. It's really fascinating the art world and how shit is like.
I feel like they can hide their money in there too. Like they could write all their like something or other off in that some type of way. I don't know.
So wait, did you say painting or statue?
At a producer? Statue.
Okay. And we said painting. Right. Okay. Moving on. Last one. 269. Would you rather would you rather bring back Michael Jackson or Prince from the dead?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
We know you're picking Prince.
I was going to ask you, why are you picking Michael Jackson?
Because I want to see him in concert.
He's better than Prince.
That's why you're bringing him back? Because he's better than Prince?
Yeah, and I like Michael Jackson.
Okay.
I wouldn't be mad with either pick.
I'm bringing back late 30s Michael Jackson.
But I would pick Michael Jackson. Cause I want to see him walk in real life.
I'm going to pick Prince. I feel like he would have more of a... impact than Mike would.
It's crazy.
Because do you want to explain yours?
Go ahead, finish your explanation.
I feel like he would have more of an impact because he was always about ownership of your music and the artist and things of that nature. And I feel like him having those conversations with artists now, especially with people who kind of are like aligning with that same shit, would go further. And I feel like music would be different in a more positive way.
Who was he even talking to like that?
Just artists in general. He was talking about, it was some interview he did back in the heyday about like, why do artists need labels? Oh. Why do they need labels? Because the one thing that they did like back then when he was talking about it was like, if you need some help getting your name out there, they can do that. But he predicted that would be less and less prevalent, and he was right, because nowadays artists can just put their music on the internet. They don't really necessarily need that push if they have that, you know, go-getter attitude to kind of like get the word out themselves.
Yeah.
So I feel like his thought process about shit like that would be highly impactful, and I feel like his live shows would be fucking insane. So yeah. Anything else y'all want to talk about before we get out of here?
Your mom's vagina. Damn. Gasp. There's a fourth person in the room. They gasp. Nobody could hear it, but they did.
Mm-hmm. It's like a cough, like a hiss.
An audible gasp. Gasp.
Gasp. That'd be great. Audible gasp button. You sure you want to bring up what you've got written down on there?
There's other parties involved.
Okay.
So don't be airing out other people's dirty that's laundry. What I'm seeing. Who are you?
This nigga dirt. He a different breed, dog.
You just did laundry today too.
Fucking dirty.
That's wild.
Disgusting ass nigga, dog.
As a producer, where can they find you?
Right here. 5 o'clock. That's 4 o'clock.
Oh, like the whole, it's a circle. Mm-hmm. Time is weird. Donovan Damage, where can they find you?
Donovan Damage, Instagram and Twitter.
Make sure to follow the show, The Manly Podcast, on Instagram, Manly Pod on Twitter. If you have any cues you want us to A, you can email us at themanlypodcast@gmail.com. And I think that might be it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you for listening to this episode of The Manly Podcast. Peace.